McClellan's to offer scientific evidence to U.S. court to prove Brigitte is a woman, lawyers say. This is not typically the kind of article I deal with. This Brigitte, the accusations from many people throughout the years, and lately from Candace Owens, who has emphatically based her career. She said, I'll bet my career she's a man. And of course, there's very compelling evidence that this is a man. And, you know, honestly, I don't, it's not something that I really care about. If you want to dress up freaky, crazy, you know, do what you want. It's fine. I don't care. You know, I think the problem when it is what it is in a position of power like this, where they're leading us to war, they're parasitizing our economy for their cronies, then you have to ask the question then, if there is deception going on, then of course it is of concern, because then if there's deception about that, then what else is there? And if you feel, and if you're perpetrating a deception like this, that is concerning. That is concerning. I'm sorry. And the problem is that they're fighting. Let's go through this here. They're planning to present photographic evidence to a U.S. court. We'll get to that later, because it's on 4chan already, supposedly. I don't know. Their lawyer says the French president and Ms. Macron will present the documentation in a defamation suit they have taken against a right-wing influencer, Candace Owens, who, you know, in the wake of the Charlie Kirk murder, assassination, has risen to quite a bit of notoriety and prominence, and many consider that her reports are fearless and courageous and very risky. And so, you know, I mean, unless that this is some kind of level of 5D chess that I've never imagined that there would be a positive outcome, I do hope she has good security, because I would be almost certain that, you know, these Jewish rats would very much like to get her. So here we go. The lawyer says the French president will present documentation in a defamation suit. Ms. Owens' lawyers have responded with a motion to dismiss the claim. You know, these are public figures, you know, and there's so much sketchy mystery behind this person. We don't know anything about the family. We don't know anything about the backgrounds of these people. They came out of nowhere, and then they're work for the Rothschild. He was a director of Rothschild's bank. Oh no, that's just loony conspiracy, says the retards who are sitting there glued to CBS News or ABC or Fox or whatever, BBC. Idiots. Okay? So, I don't want to suggest that somehow it has thrown him. Well, they say that they were incredibly, it was incredibly accepted, upsetting, and it was a distraction to the French president. I don't want to suggest that somehow it's thrown him off his game being the total destruction of France, the complete sabotage of the economy of France. That's his game. So the BBC just letting them get away with that one. We don't want you to think it's thrown him off his game. No, his game is going well. He's the most hated president that they've had in a long time. He's raped the economy. He's trying to get us into World War II. He's on game. He's doing what he's told to do by the Jewish Rothschild, that he was the director of Rothschild's bank, and the French had a long history of disdain, disgust, and action against the Rothschilds. The French, more than anyone, had a very uneasy relationship with this Jewish family called the Rothschilds. Yeah. Yes. No, it's not a loony conspiracy theory, says Wikipedia and every other official source. 99% of the sources will tell you that, no, Rothschilds were of great service to France. No. De Gaulle banished their bank, or took it over, nationalized it, or Chirac, I'm sorry, it was Jacques Chirac, nationalized the Rothschilds bank, because there's such vermin over there. But they were still able to keep certain operations going. Well, it doesn't matter. They have all the money in the world. They took the retail bank. I don't know if they took, but they certainly didn't have access to the trust, because the trust funds were not located in France. So if you're not able to seize the gold that they have in Swiss vaults and in Cayman Islands or wherever the hell they have vaults to store their gold, then you haven't seized anything until you get the gold. And the French never got the gold, right? So the testimony that will come out will be scientific in nature, and sexual in nature, and grotesque in nature, as you will see. And while he would not reveal at this stage its exact nature, he said the couple were prepared to demonstrate fully, both genetically and specifically, that the allegations are false. This is incredibly upsetting, and you have to go to subject yourself to this and put your type of proof forward. Look, you want to know what's going to happen at the end of this thing when they find out that she was male? And again, I don't care, but when they find out that she is actually a male, you know how this is going to go? It's simple. The entire faux liberal narrative is that genetics doesn't matter. If she thinks she's a man, she's a man. And so even if they find out that some accident, and she gets in a car accident, a bunch of blood spills out, and they test the blood, and it's definitely male or something. I don't know if you can do. Yeah, I think you can probably. Yeah, genetic. You can do genetic tests on blood. You can find out if she's male or not. Okay, and that they were pulling a hoax the whole time. Their excuse would just simply be the haters have it all wrong, and they were just hating. Doesn't matter if she was born a male. If she thinks she's a woman, that's what she is. And there's no, we don't have to, we know she's a woman. They don't really believe it, but they're able, because that narrative has been so drilled into Western societies that they'll get away with it with half of the population. Of course, they'll say, well, yeah, she feels she's a woman. So yeah, but we asked about genetic testing. Genetically, she's likely to be tested as a male. And so they have some elaborate mechanism where a fake needle will go in. Maybe if they do it for the camera, there's no way you're going to get the results. And if they wanted to fake it, it's not hard unless you walk up, take a sample, and you have a laboratory and you can test it. Otherwise, you have to rely on what they're presenting. And I don't think so. I don't think so. If that unpleasantness and discomfort that she has of opening herself up in that way, God, and what do you see? Okay, is what it takes to set the record straight and stop this. She's 100% ready to meet that burden. No, she's not. When asked if the Macrons would be supplying pictures of Brigitte pregnant and raising her children, Mr. Clare said they existed and would be presented in court where there are rules and standards. It's not difficult to graft a pregnant stomach onto an old photo of yourself through AI. It costs less than a penny and takes about 7 seconds, and you can get a pregnant stomach on it that is indistinguishable. So that will not prove anything. And because they said, and here's how this is fake. When asked if the Macrons would be supplying pictures of Brigitte pregnant, raising her children. First of all, who asked? They're setting you up with a straw man argument. Nobody's asking for a photo of her pregnant to prove that. But according to this article, they're setting up this straw man argument. That's what this is called. That's not what we're asking. We're not asking for a photograph of her pregnant. No, no one is asking for a photograph of her pregnant except her inside people that are working on this project in order to save the Macrons from this accusation that she's a man. So those people put into the news cycle the sentence when asked if the... But you don't put that in a BBC. You don't put that in a credible investigative journalist report without saying, well, the Society General of the Health Society of France asked her if she would be put, or if this prominent person asked if they would be putting, but nobody asked that except the mysterious when, whoever when is. Okay. The allegation originated in fringe online spaces, those fringe spaces are getting more hits, more views than your cheesy Jewish mainstream. So it ain't fringe, dude. You're fringe, okay? Alternative online sources get more authentic views than your cheesy-ass Jewish ABC, CBS, NBC, who are not looking good in the view statistics, okay? And all of your statistics are fake anyways because you are in the back end of the algorithm, and it's very important for the Jews to prop up your cheesy mainstream Jewish ass with fake views so that the lemmings that we know who think, oh, I got 2 million views. No, no articles on ABC, CBS, NBC are getting 2 million views because there's not that many people so stupid left on this earth that still would go on the internet to go to get news from CBS. You would be talking about perhaps the dumbest people on the planet Earth that haven't woken up, that nobody's going there anymore, except the dumbest people on the Earth. You wouldn't go to CBS. The only people that care about CBS are 70 years and up. Those people are not on the internet generally. Some of them are. Many of them are not. I would say probably, I don't know the statistics, but a large number of them are just not internet savvy at all. So they're not going to go to the internet very much. If they do, yep, they probably will go to CBS. It's easy prey. The Jews just, Western elderly people are easy pickings. Easy pickings. Right? They're easy prey for the Jewish predators. Easy prey, the elderly. They have no way to tell the difference between what is real and what is not. Not on the internet. They cannot. So if they're over 65, 66, 67, their discernment is not good. I'm not saying in all cases. There are many people that are very intelligent that have this advanced stage. Yes. But generally speaking, the discernment is not there because they've been born and raised on TV. Your discernment is gone. So they're talking about this started with other bloggers who started this, and the two French people they raised a lawsuit, and I think they won, but then it was thrown out. So there's Candace Owens. In August, why they chosen to pursue. This is about defending my honor, because this is nonsense. Okay, so now, we have to go to. I have to warn you. I'm warning you. Okay, the next page is not pretty. So it's PG, if you are squeamish, I would turn off the recording right now. Turn off the show, because this is 4chan, and somebody has leaked an image that purports to be an image. Well, I'm warning you. Here we go. All right. So this is 4chan. That's politically incorrect. That supposedly, because they said they were going to release photographic evidence. Honestly, I don't know. That looks like it's definitely been surgically augmented. Like there was some testicles there that are no longer there, honestly. And I don't know. I mean, we could look at that. Let's see if we can get a better image of that. Open in a new window. Let me see if I could get a full shot of that. Hold on. I'm sorry if I'm grossing some people out, but actually, you know what? This is completely gross. I apologize in advance. Hold on. Let's see. Yeah, I apologize in advance, but you know, this is the news. Oh, I guess. I don't know. This is terrible. What is it? Well, whatever. So that's that. And honestly, well, what are they saying here? 4chan. So I'm gonna adjust this. All right. So, and you get, again, you have to take you have to take with a grain of salt. I don't know. I'm not, definitely not standing by this. Fresh stitches, no way. Why is it green in that one? My willy just shrank inside me. What the fuck was that? Yeah. Axis tranny. I'm pretty sure that's a cloaca. Not a bad twat, but that's just surface. We need inner detail. Okay, go on, stick your dick in. It looks embellished. Yeah, that looks like stitch marks. No shit. Okay, that's not good. We need to see a cervix. Oh, I like this one. This is why I come to 4chan. That's true. Look at this. Okay. This is why I come to 4chan. This right here. Yikes. It's why I stay away from 4chan. This is completely grotesque. So what do you do for a living? I sell sulfurous pussies. I'm trying to see if there's any information here. I'm eating dinner. Doctor, I want a vagina. Best I can do is man-made horror beyond comprehension. Deal. Okay. Look, I'm not going to go into all the comments. This is a thread here. All I know is that I have a feeling. I have a feeling that she's a man. So I don't know what to say, man. Let's see if we could open up that in a new tab. Let's see, and then oh yeah. So there you go. Let's just move that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry in advance for this, because this is really. But it says, check this out. It says, certifié consul national de l'ordre des médecins. So that's like the national. Okay. You know, would I vouch for this? 100% no. Absolutely not. But I'll tell you right now, that's what they give you when you have your penis. I mean, it looks like somebody's had a. It looks like there was something there prior to. Looks like there was some maybe a testicles and a penis there, and that's what you end up with. And my God, so you know, I don't know. I'm sorry about this show. I don't know. This is absolutely probably nothing. But I think that whatever you're going to get from the French government or the Macrons is going to be nothing. Good luck. Sorry about that.